Mr. Bright.
Here.
Dr. Wallace. Mr. Wainwright.
Here.
Mr. Wilson. Dr. Petrola. Mr. Fuller.
Here.
Ms. Schaefer.
Here, and let the record reflect that the mayor and the solicitor are also in attendance. If you would all please stand with me to recite the Pledge of Allegiance. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. This time we'll entertain items from the floor. You have 5 minutes. If anyone has anything they'd like to share, council at this time. Yes, that would be you.
Okay, so I'll put my name here. Wow. This was so important to me that I walked twice. I was here earlier. What time was it? 7 o'clock. So I came back.
Excuse me, would you state your name and address just for the record, please?
That's not my fault.
The fan. Don't worry about that.
Jean Sink, 14 Love Place. Concerning the redoing of the streets. And I'm here to say thank you so much. Congratulations. The streets are beautiful that have been done. At the same time, it was an adventure going through the process. It took a week and a half, I think. But the result on my street, which is water. We had our big storm a few days ago, and I'm looking out to see if the drainage ditch, which has more or less disappeared, if there is not, normal design. But the water does flow. It flows on each side, more so on my side, which is the other side of the water, because it's lower, the street's lower. But it did flow. I know it's a little sort of water gathering at certain road, but it did flow. So that was wonderful. And so I think that everybody's really thrilled with our new, how many roads were redone, resurfaced? I know Walnut Top, Walnut
seven.
Bottom,
yeah. About seven.
Seven. So anyway, I have to say it was an endurance course. Edgewood that went ahead and got that sticker so I could park across the street next to the Presbyterian Church and walk back and forth protecting my car from the bad surface and from the very asphalt or oil and smoke and everything like that. But I'm glad I did it, However, I had mentioned to Julie when I was still working on this whole issue as far as my experience. Consider lifting the ban on those stickers for the parking if and when you have the next renewal of roads, which I don't know if you do that every year. I've never paid attention, really.
We have a roads plan.
You do have a roads plan. But I mean, I had mentioned it to her that we're talking about, I had my car across there for 6 nights. And let me tell you, when I would leave my car, which means the world to me, so important. And then when I think that it might not be safe there, although the policeman even came over and remarked that the school for the deaf had noticed, or I guess it wasn't happy, I don't know. But he assured me that it was okay. Julie had gone and seen where I had said I was going to park. But in the future, those people on Elm Street, they have issues all the time with parking, I'm sure. So how much would the borough lose by your saying for 4 days, in my case for 6 days, but I think that was maybe unusual. I don't know if that's the tradition.
It's about that for everybody.
It is. Well, see, we were kind of mystified. I was, because it was due on Thursday. It started Friday, a little Saturday, then Monday night.
Right. It had a schedule, and they were working on other streets and getting things done.
And I understand that. And there, I think that company, Victor, whatever it's called, construction, and that Floyd and everything, they're dedicated to trying to do a really good job. But I never saw employees work, my first young men worked in there. I kind of fear for them because I don't think it's particularly safe to have the license. A lot of, you know, and that's another issue altogether. But
well, that's something.
So many days, and I just think that the result is thank you.
Oh, well, thank you.
I'm complimenting you. And so that's
we're going to bask in this moment. Just let us bask.
Well, I have to come here and say thank you instead of writing a thank you note.
And presentation regarding, you know, parking for those people who are having their street redone for a short period of time is something that we might be able to discuss. And for the others, you know, I know that won't help you and your $10 thing for your car, but your thoughtfulness in consideration of others is to be commended, and I thank you for that.
I really always do try to think about those
too. Thank you.
You know, you want to be a lot of times it's not going to give you anything back, but what you do is just do it because that's the kind of person you know.
Thank you very much, Mrs.
Yes, and I also want to say, and I don't know if the board has anything to do with this council, but hurrah, hurrah for this committee. I mean, for the big festivities.
Community Day? Yeah, that's us.
So, you know what? I am telling you, I went during the day. I was there watching the kids do the ice skating, which was treacherous.
That was a foundation. God bless them. Yeah.
And I'll tell you, then later on, the Angelic Symphony was better than ever. The attendance was better than ever.
It was.
The number of
games and things, yeah.
And all these different activities going on was better than ever. The first time I ever had the ribs was this time, and they were better than ever. I always get the chicken.
Eat
but
more ribs.
I'll tell you, that sauce was magic.
You cannot have the rest.
It was really stupendous, and my friends and everybody said that it was. Because I'll tell you, in previous years, even last year, I would always regret the fact it wasn't so well attended.
Yes.
And it's heartache and sadness when you see all of the preparation, and then you don't see the crowds, because I have to say, when I know who was, there were a lot of all the people I knew were there. And now, sadly, there's no one I know. I don't see the same people. I saw a lot of children, and whether they were from all Edgewood, I don't know.
Pretty much, yeah.
As a matter of fact, there was a car that drove when I was trekking up after the whole thing, and it was so terrific. The fireworks were outstanding, whoever did them. And this car stopped right here as I was going up the race with my friend, neighbor, Faith. And they said, do you know where the cookout is for the ribs? So I said, well, I had to give them directions to go down there. And they were taken off to it, so they heard it from somewhere, and they were not Edgewood people, they didn't know where they were.
Well, thank you so much for your comments, and Community Day, Dr. Petrola and Mr. Wainwright and, Mr. Fuller and Mr. Bright.
I tell you, I think the community really, really should.
Well, thank you. We're saving this tape. Thank you. Have a good evening.
Thank you so much. I'll leave you. Take care.
Okay.
Thanks again.
Thank
good
you.
Good luck to everybody.
Thank you.
Appreciate your help.
Anyone else want to address council at this time? All right then. Mr. Wainwright, do you have a motion to authorize payments of bills for goods and services?
Authorize the payment of bills for goods and services received by the borough, having been reviewed and approved by the General Government Committee from the General Fund in the amount of $37,129.11, and from the Sewer Fund in the amount of $134,877.82, for a total of $172,006.93.
Any questions or comments?
fund was relatively light month. Routine expenses, nothing major. It's a large on the on the sewer side. It was an Alcosan, our Alcosan pass through, contributed to the large number there. Other than that, everything's pretty routine.
Thank you. Any other questions or comments? Ms. Bastianini, you call the roll, please.
Mr. Bright.
Aye.
Mr. Wainwright.
Aye.
Mr. Fuller.
Yes.
Ms. Schaefer.
Aye, and the motion passes. Ordinance 1054, second reading by title only. Mr. Fuller.
Borough of Edgewood, ordinance number 1054. Ordinance in the Borough of Edgewood, County of Allegheny, created no parking zone on Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m., except for designated church activities on the eastern side of East Swissvale Avenue, beginning at the northern property line of 112 East Swissvale Avenue, and continuing in a northeasterly direction 165 feet at the corner of School Street. Created no parking zone on the western side of East Swissvale Avenue, in front of Memorial Park, continuing 200 feet.
Questions or comments? Bastianini, you want to address this ordinance?
Sure. This ordinance was a recommendation from the Public Safety Committee. It has been advertised and available for public viewing in the office. It's also been discussed with any of the business or homeowners around the no parking areas so that they are aware of the change, and everyone that Chief Payne and I spoke to were supportive of the ordinance. It does have the one change in it that was discussed.
Any other questions or comments? Ms. Bastianini, call the roll.
Mr. Bright.
Aye.
Mr. Wainwright.
Aye.
Mr. Fuller.
Yes.
Ms. Schaefer.
Aye, and the second reading of Ordinance 1054 passes. The third and final reading of Ordinance 1054, Mr. Fuller.
Borough of Edgewood, Ordinance Number 1054, an ordinance of the Borough of Edgewood, County of Allegheny, Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, created no parking zone from Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m., except for designated church activities on the eastern side of East Swissvale Avenue, beginning from the northern property line, 112 East Swissvale Avenue, and continuing in a northeasterly direction, 165 feet to the corner of School Street, and created no parking zone on the
questions or comments, just so that everyone is reminded that this is an ordinance that's based on a public safety issue, that whenever school buses park along that side of the road in the morning and in the afternoon during rush hour, it decreases the ability for cars coming out of the street, Church Street,
yeah.
To be able to see, and that has made it dangerous, and the police department has responded to that concern and brought it to public safety. So this is an ordinance based on public safety, and Dr. Petrola has just entered for the tape so that he can know. So that was the impetus of why we're having that. I know Mayor Cook has been aware of the situation and had that brought to his attention as well. We're on the final reading of Ordinance 1054. Dr. Petrola, if you have any comments about it.
No, I don't at this time.
Ms. Bastianini, you call the roll.
Mr. Bright.
Aye.
Mr. Wainwright. Dr. Petrola.
Aye.
Mr. Fuller.
Yes.
Ms. Schaefer.
Aye. And Ordinance 1054 passes. The chair now asks, shall this ordinance pass?
Mr. Bright.
Aye.
Mr. Wainwright.
Aye.
Dr. Petrola.
Aye.
Mr. Fuller.
Yes.
Ms. Schaefer.
Aye, and ordinance 1054 is now law. Thank you all. Motion to accept a letter of resignation, Mr. Fuller.
I reluctantly move to accept Christopher Lewandowski's letter of resignation from the position of part-time police officer effective September 1st, 2015.
Second.
Questions or comments? Mayor?
The department as a whole will miss him. He came fresh from the academy. He obviously, anytime you take someone directly from the academy, the roll of the dice. He was a quick study. He got along really well with all the other officers, learned what he was supposed to do from one of the best of them. The chief really spent an awful lot of time with him. I think we'll have a great relationship to Churchill with him over there. And like I said, he's going to be missed. He's probably the only person
Dr. Petrola?
Aye.
Mr. Fuller?
Yes.
Ms. Schaefer?
Reluctantly, I will say aye. And the motion passes. And we wish him well. And Churchill owes us. Just saying. motion to hire part-time emergency service worker employee, Mr. Fuller.
I move to hire Rich Nye as a part-time emergency service worker.
Questions or comments?
We have to hire another emergency service worker because one of the employees that we have has left the borough temporarily. Rich Nye has worked for us previously, and we were sorry to see him go at that point. He's a good worker and a chief, and I think that he will do a good job for us moving forward.
Any other questions or comments? Ms. Bastini, call the roll.
Mr. Bright.
Aye.
Mr. Wainwright. Dr. Petrola?
Aye.
Mr. Fuller?
Yes.
Ms. Schaefer?
Aye, and the motion passes. Motion to engage Cohen Law Group for cable franchise renewal. Mr. Wainwright?
Move to engage Cohen Law Group to assist in cable franchise renewal negotiations with Verizon Pennsylvania, Inc., pursuant to the proposal to the Thorough Creek Valley Council of Governments.
Second.
Questions or comments?
This is to renew our cable franchise agreement with Verizon. When this was initially agreed upon with Verizon, Cohen Law Group represented the borough then. They were doing this through Turtle Creek Valley COG, and we will get a discounted rate based on the number of COG municipalities that join. General government has reviewed this and recommended moving forward with Cohen Law Group. Just a reminder that these fees will be in the 2016 budget. So we're approving it now, but it won't pay for it.
Audit to make sure that Verizon is paying us all the fees, and also they are very on top of. We get 5% of gross revenue, and the primary legal issue in the negotiations is what counts as gross revenue, and they're very on top of making sure that everything that's legally counted is we're going to get 5% of that. So I wasn't there.
Another reason why having you on council is a wonderful. Any other questions or comments? And we thank the Turtle Creek Valley COG for this negotiation. And our membership is how we can participate in this to the benefit of the borough. Ms. Bastini, you call the roll.
Mr. Bright.
Aye.
Mr. Wainwright.
Aye.
Dr. Petrola.
Aye.
Mr. Fuller.
Yes.
Ms. Schaefer.
Aye, and the motion passes. Motion to sell a 2005 Ford F-350 to the highest bidder, Dr. Petrola.
I move to sell one 2005 Ford F-350 to the highest bidder, Ed Colosimo, for $5,378. The vehicle will be sold in as in condition.
Second.
Questions or comments?
A 10-year-old DPW truck. We've purchased a new truck this year, and we'll one. We had three bids. The $5,300 was the highest bid. She's been a good workhorse for us, but it's time for a new truck.
Right?
Aye.
Mr. Wainwright?
Aye.
Dr. Petrola?
Aye.
Mr. Fuller?
Yes.
Ms. Schaefer?
Aye, and the motion passes. I guess I should have asked Mr. Solicitor, is there any problem with this?
No.
Thank you. Okay. Resolution 2015-05, handicapped parking space. Dr. Petrola?
Borough of Edgewood, Resolution 2015-07, resolution of the Council of the Borough of Edgewood approving creation of handicapped parking. Whereas the Borough of Edgewood recognizes the need for handicapped parking for its handicapped residents, and whereas one handicapped parking space shall be created at the curb line of Garland Avenue in front of 302 Garland Avenue in the Borough of Edgewood to be marked and used for handicapped parking space, and whereas the handicapped parking space shall be permitted for a period of 1 year upon the expiration of 1 year to be submitted and reevaluated by the Council of the Borough of Edgewood for approval of an additional year. Process to continue from year to year until the handicap need is removed or the premises are sold, and whereas in the event that there is no longer a need for a handicap space, or in the event that the property has been sold, the handicap parking permit shall be removed and all signs indicating space shall be removed, adopted this 8th day of September 2015.
Yes. Okay. I'm in the ninth in my head. Okay. Good. Any questions or comments regarding this?
Yes, Mr. Wainwright.
I read the resident's letter. I guess it would be useful just to reiterate once again, especially for this gentleman or this lady here. Anyone with a handicap placard can park there, but this is not designated solely for their use. They may not have been clear on that having read their letter. So.
We will
in writing as well. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yes, that's the handicap spots are not personal parking spots. Anyone with a disability tag can park in one of those spots. The request comes from a resident, and the proximity of the spot is close to their residence, but it's not their. In lieu of a chair. Ms. Bastianini, you call a roll.
Mr. Bray.
Aye.
Mr. Wainwright.
Aye.
Dr. Petrola.
Aye.
Mr. Fuller.
Yes.
Ms. Shane.
Aye. And resolution 2015-07 passes. We've only done seven resolutions this year. Wow. At this time, we'll get to the business meeting. Thank you, Mr. Reynolds, for your patience. What would you like to tell us?
Oh, lots of things, but I'll stick with the list. So we've had between 40 to 50 calls this month, and I'm sorry I didn't tally up exactly how many that we've had. We had immense success at Community Day. It really was an enormous boost to both our fundraising as well as to the morale of our membership. We were very successful both in the beer garden as well with the ribs. We actually, for the first time ever, sold out of all of our chicken and ribs by about 5 o'clock in the afternoon, much to the chagrin, I think, of the Edgewood Symphony Orchestra. But, you know, feast and famine, normally we lose a lot of money, so we got very lucky that day. Now that the fall is approaching, all of our college students are coming back, and so we will be the scholarship recipients, the college students that are coming back. We'll be starting back up the duty crew program, so we'll be having 24-hour shifts and duty crews in-house 7 days a week. And I'm hoping to get that schedule up and running before the end of September once everybody gets settled into their school routines. We are actively searching for funding sources, both from the federal and state government, for longitudinal planning on the replacement of the engine as it begins to end its life. And we'll hope to coordinate our efforts with. With the fall now upon us, we will also be doing an aggressive recruiting campaign, which we do every fall, typically hitting college campuses as well as community colleges and technical schools. It's been a very prosperous for the last 4 years under the FEMA grant. We're hoping that our luck continues without the scholarship funding. Just for council's notification, we will be hosting a basic vehicle rescue class beginning mid-September, nearly every weekend for about 4 weeks. There will be both a classroom component as well as a clinical component where we cut up cars that we'll be using, asking for permission to use up the dump. Julie, Fred may have already approached you about this. I will have Fred approach you about this. We will also be participating in a Firefighter 2 class. This is a class for professional qualifications above the Firefighter 1 level that we hope to get most of our members up to. One last item is that we will be replacing our self-contained breathing apparatus. We've had them for about 15 years. They are now completely at the end of their life. We were lucky to go in on a grant with a number of municipalities, including Swissvale, Homestead, North Braddock, among others, and we'll be replacing all of them, and we'll likely be donating them or junking them. But we're getting actually lucky enough to getting the top-of-the-line technology from MSA, the G1, if you know anything about SCBA, and we're hoping to get those before the end of September. I'll take any questions.
I will concur that this year, the sauce on the ribs, it may be different, but it was spectacular.
KC masterpiece.
Really?
I'm not joking.
Oh my gosh.
And actually, we've not used that previously, but everybody commented on it. To be honest with you, I think it was the way that the ribs were pre-cooked with the rub.
It probably.
The rub that they did,
there was something smoky underneath that. Yeah.
Because normally I'm nauseous from the end of the day, but I couldn't eat enough of our own ribs.
Yeah.
So it was clear, and everybody was coming up and just coming back for seconds, actually, believe it or not, spending more money for more ribs. So.
And the purse bash went well.
It went incredibly, incredibly, incredibly well. This is going to allow us to fund a number of replacement initiatives that we have going on for some of the tools that we have on the apparatus, as well as we're planning on, and this is something that we'll be discussing, repainting and re-renovating the upstairs quarters. It is in need of paint. I mean, it just gets used, and so it's time for that, and this money could not have come at a better time, and that'll probably be baked into next year.
We want to thank the Volunteer Fire Department for partnering with us.
We likewise reciprocate. Thank you so much. This could not have. I mean, this was incredible.
Recreation report, Ms. Bastianini.
Thank you, Madam President. This year we have a record 154 kids playing soccer. Their practices started last week, and their games will start this Saturday. We are also busy preparing for the Fall Festival craft. The volunteer firefighters do the hay rides. The foundation provides cider and cookies. And we are looking for a new craft this year. In the past, we've done color on your own trick-or-treat bags. But this year, I think we're going to price some small pumpkins and look at painting little pumpkins and boards. So we are planning for that and moving forward with soccer.
On behalf of council, I want to thank you and the staff of the borough for their hard work in making Community Day a success. Bruce with the Johnny on the spot with the garbage and the setup and the takedown and the police department and being present and their sense of humor and everything went so well, but you're also working with Dr. Petrola and being on board with getting more games that we hit every demographic, age demographic this year, which was really nice. There was something for everybody there, and even with the heat, there was a constant flow of people. Folks had a great time, so I want to thank you. I do know the anxiety that happens up until the last firework and the garbage cans are emptied. But you handled all of that with a graciousness and a sense of humor, and I don't know how much wine you had to drink when you went home, but I'll tell you, you did a fabulous job.
Well,
so
thank you very much.
I think we...
Oh, that's not necessary. Thank you very much. I'm happy to do it, and I'm glad that you're all so supportive of the day. It makes it much easier.
It was fun.
Yeah.
Just the one that we were good at. That. It's always anxiety ridden. No fires. Woohoo! Water Authority report, Mr. Fuller.
Thank you. The Water Authority originally had planned to do Garland and Harlow this year. Staff, but with the number of people that get out and get into new jobs, we really didn't feel that they would be able to do the competency. So we decided to get out. Unfortunately, we were going to do it at a point in the year where they wouldn't get paid. And the projects would be put off in the next year. So that'll be early next year. Rough summer as far as breaks. They're averaging a third breaks a month. They also just had another arbiter's award, which was kind of funny. The union raised the fact that their health care contribution did not go down this year, even though the employees' costs went down. Contract it said that the union's health care contribution shall be 5% of the annual premium, except it's capped at 12%. So the union said, well, it went down, their contribution should go down, but they've been protected for several years. And the GM said, break the contract with black and white, it says it would be 5%. Well, the arbiter ruled against them. The arbiter ruled, and no one is 100% sure why. The contract said that it was a certain percentage of the health care contribution, but it was capped at a 12% raise. When the health care went down this year, the union expected their contribution to go down, but since they had been protected for several years, it actually stayed the same. Arbiter ruled against the contract.
In favor of the union?
Yes. It really doesn't make any sense to me, because if it's in the contract, the black and white, why isn't everything else? Yeah, therefore, nothing in the contract can be enforced.
Who was the arbiter?
I do not know. I'll find out. They may have been able to.
On behalf of council and the mayor, our condolences to you for the passing of your mother, who was a teacher at Edgewood. And as her obituary said, made the best cookies. I love when those things are remembered. Planning Commission, Mayor Cook.
Madam President, the Planning Commission met. They voted to back to council. I was a little surprised. Fashik had done such a superb job laying things out and detailing where things were going, that they had no questions really about the study itself. It was questions about raising the money, et cetera, and after several times explaining that we were well aware of the overall cost, that nothing happen until it is accepted by council, and we will
getting a notification of that.
Yes.
Thank you. That's a good thing. Council of Government, they meet in September.
Yes, the Executive Board will meet in September. Their managers' meetings have been focusing on the cable franchise renewal.
Borough Solicitor, Mr. Barry.
Thank you, Madam President. Ms. Bastianini and I would like to discuss a few matters with you in executive session.
And it would be under?
Under potential litigation and other legal matters.
For our manager, like real estate or?
It has to be specific. Exempt from the Sunshine Act.
Okay.
It's a question of getting legal advice and also the confidentiality of the negotiation process.
Okay. Just want to make sure that we're adhering to the Sunshine Act. New business. Any new business? The Alcosan picnic is the 19th of September. Freddie the Fish was at Community Day and scared the little children. Mr. Fuller and I think it was you and I, right? Caught Freddie the Fish at the duck pond, the fish pond. That's really it for this kind of any other new business? Okay. Oh, I'm sorry, I skipped you. Borough Manager Report, Ms. Bastianini.
I'll make it quick, I promise. Public Works is finishing up with their line painting. If you've noticed around the borough, the yellow and the white lines on the streets and the curbs look pretty new and fresh. They'll be finishing up this week, and then starting the week of the 20th or the 21st, they will be renting the crack sealer to do some tar on the streets that still need it. But not as many, since we're paving streets now. That work should be a little lighter moving forward. The road paving for the first part of the project is complete. All that needs to happen right now is line painting done by the contractor. People's Natural Gas still has about a week and a half of work to do on West Swissvale Avenue. Once they get all of the sidewalks in there, then Victor Paving will come back and mill and pave West Swissvale and the back part of McKay Alley. I forgot was part of the contract when they did the rest of McKay, so when they're doing West Swissvale, they'll do that as well. Our sewer repair project is just about complete. We're moving forward with that. I wanted to talk to council about fall tree plantings. It's been a few years since we've planted some trees. We have a budget for residential tree planting on the street, and the foundation was generous enough to give us $1,000 to plant trees. So I've been in communication with our arborist about getting some trees planted. It costs about $600 to purchase and plant a tree, having the arborist plant it. There are a few spots that I think would be ideal, and most of them right now are around Koenig Field on the street side. There's several places from the tennis courts up past the field house and up on the portion the borough owns on Race Street where trees have been removed. The sidewalks are still cut to make a good tree pit, so I think those would be nice with our tree planting. We do keep a list of every tree that is removed in the borough so that as budget allows we can go back in and if it's still an appropriate spot to plant a tree we can replace those trees that were cut down. But I think for this year starting around the field would be good. If anybody has other recommendations I'd be happy to listen, but we'll see what the arborist thinks about what trees to plant.
Water seekers.
Correct. Yes. Yep.
How much does it cost to plant a tree? 600?
About 600 to buy a tree, install it, do the concrete work if it needs to be done around. 500 to 600 is the estimate. I always like to be on the conservative side of that. So. The pension committee met to discuss the borough's January 1st, 2015 actuarial valuation of the pension plans. They have since been finalized, and we would like to schedule a committee of the whole meeting to go over the valuation with all of council. Our actuary is available to attend on both of the off Mondays in October. So that's October 12th and 26th, I believe. He would prefer the 12th, but I'd like to get our pension investment manager and the actuaries and all of council together so we can all ask any pension-related questions we have at that time. So if there's a date that works better. October 12th, if that works for everybody, I'd like to go with that.
It's the second Monday of October. any problem with that? I'm hearing that there's, all those present, it seems to work. What time do you want to, what time's
seven,
good for?
Whatever works for you guys.
What time's get kids ready for bed or kids are in bed? Best to sacrifice for family harmony?
Probably dinner. Like 6 is better. Then I can help with the bed.
6 o'clock problem?
Six o'clock
then.
Okay,
that
works.
6 o'clock
on
October 12th. Yes, not a.m. You're going the other way in the parkway, huh?
That is all I have.
Okay, so we have a cow and
10 unless anybody has objections, I was planning on taking vacation days on Thursday and Friday.
Sorry.
Just so you all know. That's all. All
right. Any other new business besides the cow?
Julie, Miss Destiny, do you want to talk to council about solid waste?
Yes. Want to do that now? So as you all saw in your bid packets, we had our solid waste and recycling bids were opened, and Republic was the low bidder. We have Mr. McGoran here from Republic. As you saw, I think it was $15.25 would be the cost for the first year. Right now, if you're not aware, you're paying $15.10 a month for your solid waste and recycling. And the e-waste would add 97 cents. The billing cycle, so I'm not sure if council still would like to consider that, or what your thoughts are now that you saw the price, but that's something we can talk about. Republic is, they service 40 communities in the Pittsburgh areas, including our neighboring communities of Churchill, Wilkins, Penn Hills, Oakmont, and Homestead. And the one change is that they would be changing the collection day in Edgewood to Fridays. We currently have Thursday pickup for garbage. That would mean that on holidays, then it's pushed one day back, and pickup would be on Saturdays. So the whole borough, though, would still be all collected within the same day per our bid specifications. And the bids were reviewed by Mr. Berry. If you had anything you wanted to add?
No, not really. My opinion is that the bid is in compliance. We did follow up with the contractor to get a clarification on the certificate of insurance. Julie did that, but that's not something that we would require until we get a contract anyway. So that was more preliminary, in my opinion. We also had the e-waste. Is going to actually sub out part of the collection for there's HHW collection, which is the hazardous household waste, and that's going to be done with Heritage Environmental. the way they have this e-waste and the HHW structure in the bid. The bottom line is that we have a solid bid that Republic has given to you that they are guaranteeing a price, so I'm comfortable with that. And I find that there's a compliance. The only thing, as Julie mentioned, is that the collection date is on Friday, and I believe that if I'm not mistaken, the bid requires a mutually agreed upon change to Thursdays. So, you in my opinion, have the ability to reject this bid because it's on Thursdays, but otherwise, I think that we have a compliant bid.
Well, wasn't it 3 years ago that it was Friday? We used to have Fridays.
Yeah, and then we moved it to Thursday, right? Yeah.
I think that was before Waste Management took over, so I think it was 5 years ago.
E-waste, help me. What are we talking?
E-waste is computers, TVs, any covered device that you can no longer dispose of in your regular
microwaves.
Yes.
Yeah. So microwaves, computers,
laptops,
televisions. Correct. So the way that it... No, and Mr. McGorry, maybe you can answer questions.
Patient here, sitting. Sorry, we're...
My pleasure. John McGorry with Republic Services. And I have a couple props here for you this evening. And I'll pass these first. These are how we notify folks. I have three of them. I'm going to pass them down. Those are the kind of mails you would send out usually e-waste/HHW. So remember, the program is two pieces. HHW and its e-waste household, which is called household hazardous waste, which is the other part of it. It is on call. We come and do the community all in one day. Like, the e-waste and the HHW are done separately. They're not on the same trucks because the HHW goes to a facility to be hazardous waste, if you want to call it that, is processed differently than TVs are.
It's the HHW stuff that that's what paints.
Right.
So that's a good
fluorescent bulb. So let me show you a little bit of props here today. This is the kind of bag. So if you called and said, "Hey, I have 5 gallons of paint that I need to get rid of in my house today," we say, "Okay, we have. We're going to be back in your community in 2 weeks on Tuesday or Wednesday, whatever day it should be. We're going to do the whole town that day. We would then 7 days prior to coming out to your house for HHW, we'd send you this bag, and the bag would have instructions with it." How to handle it, have a tie in it, it have labels on it, that kind of stuff. And we actually just set it at your curb, not your curb, set it at your doorstep. We don't want it at the curb because we don't want kids kicking this stuff down the street as they go to school in the morning. So you set it at somewhere on your front porch, at the garage door, somewhere off.
Visible from the street.
Right. And then we come out, we pick it up, we log it in, take it back. The e-waste would be handled similar. You'd call into our office, or you can email. We have that option. If you don't, you can email, you can call us. Then if the truck comes up with that, it just has to be in a place we can get to a dolly. The one thing, there's a lot of places like Best Buy and other places that have these policies, but number one, they maximize at 32 inches. If you have larger than 32 inches, Best Buy is not going to take your TV. We're going to come to your front door, grab a TV. Came to your front door, it has to be a place where can be accessible by a dolly. You can't go down 30 steps. It's got to be somewhere near your pocket. We take it, put it on the truck, and take it to be properly processed for service.
And we get credit for recycling tonnage for all
yes.
of that.
Yes, you do. It's all that information.
And you can mix any HHW in that bag?
Pardon?
You can mix HHW?
No, there's certain things you can't mix in HHW bags. And when you call in, our people in our office are trained. They've taken training from Heritage Environmental, which is one of the largest hazardous waste companies in the country. They deal in much more hazardous stuff and what's going to be found in your house. But they work with us They've trained our staff to know what kind of things you can put in the bag. There's certain things you don't want to mix into the bag. So we train them, they call in to know what things to put in. If they need 2 bags, or 3 bags, or 4 bags, it's all put in there. This program is all regulated by the state of Pennsylvania. If you saw in our bid submission, we did put in there a copy of our application for Ingram Borough to show you. It's about 160 pages long, the application process. But that's
They basically gave us a proposal that says in order for us to do this, we have to have a program that's approved by Pennsylvania Department of Environmental Resources, and they have demonstrated through other communities that they can take us through that process. So we actually have to get approval to have a program for collection. I must say that's a formality. But, you know, obviously the DEP just wants to know how we're doing it. And of course, the bid spec that Julie put together and the bid the Republic has submitted demonstrates how they're going to do it.
Pretty much with that point, if you have a 3 or 5 year deal, whatever it is, whatever the length of the contract is, the DEP now approves that program for the length of the contract. Very simple. It's 97 cents a home. It really is a great program to get rid of e-waste, you know, driveway sealers, batteries, fluorescent light bulbs, paints, all those things can go, engine coolants, oil. It's, I mean, 80% of it is paint, and motor oil is 80% of it. We can see coming in the EJ.
Now, when you're talking about paint, you're talking about liquid paint, right? Are you not talking about the dried residue of
cans got empty paint on it, and if it's dry, it can go right in the garbage can. If it's got liquid paint, that's when we want to handle it differently.
It's the volatiles that they're worried about.
Mayor, do you have any questions?
Yes, so conceivably, since hazardous waste wouldn't be mixed, you could have someone that has 3 or 4 of these plastic bags on their curb because of the different items that they're dispensing of.
At their house. We don't,
at their house.
Absolutely. And we have trained, you know, in order to do this program, one of the things that DEP requires us to do is we have the person who picks up, has to be an OSHA trained person. They have to have 40 hours of, they call it hazardous walker training. They all have to go through the walker training, you know how to handle all these things, all these situations.
Well, we could do some, you know, if we decide to go with this, we can do some education on our website as well and in the newsletter of, you know, if you've got mixed hazardous waste, to let the person know, you know, I've got paint and I've got light bulbs or I've got batteries and, you know, those kind of things. You know, just kind of give them lead questions so that they have that information ready when they call in.
Absolutely. So I was going to mention two things. A, is when we do a community like this, we do 2 mailers. We would first do the general mailer just saying, hey, we're the new hauler. Your pickup's going to be on Friday. Here's the typical things, you know, that you do. We put a calendar, you know, the typical calendar. This would be a separate, this would be one mailer. Then if you see that mailer there, that comes to every resident separate. And that's why we try to do this separately. So it says a new service for your community. And that's what we want. So every resident would be mailed that. It's actually bigger than that. That's just a little mock-up of it. It'd be a full size sheet.
Well, and with the way our post office delivers, we would probably also put it on our website and in the newsletter.
Absolutely.
Yeah, in the library, yeah.
We would love a service community. We've serviced many of your neighbors. We've been towing Penn Hills for 12 years. We've done Churchill for 12 years. Under some different names because that's the way the garbage business works. But Churchill, Penn Hills, Oakmont, Plumborough, you know, Oakmont, Murraysville. We do many, many communities in this general area, along with many communities in the South Hills, Mount Lebanon, Bethel Park, Baldwin Township, you know, South Park. Well, we used to do Dormont. I'm from Dormont. I wish we did Dormont. Yes.
You guys also handle recycling?
We handle the recycling as well, yes.
Any change to what?
Nope. No change to the program. We're going to take it all as your
own.
Pardon?
All the things we can recycle now.
Absolutely.
Cardboard, all that.
Yes. Okay. It's going to go to the same exact place it's going to today.
Very good competitive bid. I think this is a good rate for our residents.
place it takes them, you pay $15 to $10
So you're paying that anyway. It's like $5
you
don't have to go
a
anywhere.
Can or something.
It's at your house.
The convenience, it is, let me give you an example, Shaler Township, the first 9 months, which we started the program over there in 2014, the first 9 months in Shaler Township, we took 94,000 pounds of TV, of e-waste out of that one community. To show you how much it does, people do use it. You know what I mean? They have found it to be a very valuable asset. It is 97 cents a month. Our data would show us that about 20% of people use it on an annual basis. I mean, 20% might use it this year, 20% next year, but they use it. It's not 5 or 10. It's the excess of 20% of the community will use it on an annual basis throughout the term of the contract. And to be able to say 97 cents a month, it's down at the front door, it's over with. You know, I was at Best Buy yesterday watching people struggle with 32-inch TVs bringing them into the store.
Well, and it's gas money, and it's, you know, taking your kid to lunch so that they get in the car with you and move it out.
Love to have your business. Any other questions?
The average person doesn't know what to do with this stuff. They don't know where to go.
It's in my basement.
And it's going to make it a lot easier.
But thank you.
I think the quantity that will turn out will be sizable.
Yeah. So that's a separate issue. We did that as an alternate. So you can award the contract with or without the e-waste and the household hazardous. But from what I'm hearing, everybody sounds supportive of the idea. So we don't have a motion for that tonight. We can make a motion. I just didn't, since we hadn't all had a chance to talk about it. Tim, you could write up a motion for us if we wanted to move on that tonight, couldn't you?
Sure. Okay. Mr. Wainwright, does general government have any concerns? Do you want to think about this for 2 more weeks, or... It's up to.
I'm ready to move on. Consensus
that we're ready to. We've already made a decision in our minds that we could vote on.
Government has discussed it. We've talked about it. Yeah. And I can't think of anything that we would learn in 2 weeks that would be.
Okay.
It is a change of haulers, and it will be. You know, our residents will now be getting the new bill from a new company, but I think.
And a different day.
On a different day, but I think that Republic and our office staff are.
I don't mind writing a motion, Julie, but I don't have all the documents with you. But with me, we would just be awarding the contract for 16, 17, and 18.
Correct.
Not the option years.
Correct.
Including bid alternate. What did you
want?
Bid alternate one. Let me write this up real quick and then we'll be on. Okay.
What else is on your... Do I need to sign this?
Yes.
Anything else?
And Ed needs to sign this. Mr. Mayor? That's all I have, unless anybody else has... recycling questions.
Yeah,
you know, I can talk about
Barry
recycling all
get
day.
That motion. We'll do that before we go into executive session, and
right.
Is there any anticipated
after executive
yeah.
session? No.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm going to include the bid alternate.
Yeah.
Madam President?
Yes.
If I may, I have for the community today two recommendations. One is executive director of an art center that does festivals. We were explained to the Port-a-Johns go downwind in this case. I think in the future of garbage, we should find out which way the wind is blowing, because there was a distinct odor coming up from the DPW truck that was sitting there with the garbage with the hot weather. I was really pleased to see how hard he had worked to get the garbage gone from the area, but there was a smell, and several people did mention it to me, and when I took the grandkids home, it hit me.
Yeah, it was hard for him to leave as the night wore on, because he couldn't get the truck back down.
Right.
Because traffic was so backed up on the streets.
So but we will. Alternative for him. I mean, because it is. Him for some job well done.
Yeah, he worked.
Yes, he did.
Really worked.
Yes. And the second thing is, and this is a matter of determining what type of event we want to be. As a former vendor at arts events, and also then having provided arts events, there was an internal debate among artists, in this case to the vendors, or do you look at your own ability to meet these needs? And parking, for example, is a big one for our artists. You know, they like to be nearby. Well, that's not really our issue, but what would have benefited, based on what I saw, was the number of 20s that came out and how prepared the groups were to make change. Could act as a bank and have a surplus of small bills and check with vendors if they're in need of change. I know that puts another layer on us to be responsible for. It's also a matter of making sure the person that's doing that is safe. You know, walking behind the number of officers there, I think we could have handled that. But I know for vendors, it just being catered to, they're being looked after. Just two suggestions.
We could look into that. We keep $300 in petty cash available, so we couldn't have any more than that.
I think it should have been 500. I mean, everyone.
I mean, that's what the borough, like, on a daily.
Well, and people give dollars too, so it's,
it
you
came
know,
later,
it's
though.
Yeah, right. They came, yeah.
But
yeah.
I think, yeah, I think you're right. We, you know, looking as we move forward and as we grow, there'll be more.
There was also a suggestion of Port-a-Johns down where the Purse Bash and the Beer Cave was, because we have two restrooms and you know they're filling their tanks with beer. that it would be helpful to maybe you know have one or two Port-a-Johns somewhere at the other end of the as best you can.
Right,
you know, we're limited in space where we can put things, but if we can have you know that a facility for folks, there wouldn't be a long line and you know that kind of thing. So
I was impressed that everybody said that.
Yeah. And so many compliments this year. You know, the cornhole tournament, you know, people enjoyed watching that and, you know, being a part of it or just seeing the action down there and, you know, the ice skating rink, you know, people were curious about it and you know, having the scouts there and doing their thing. Just, you know, it was just a nice mix of everything. Right, selling out, you know. That was major.
Thanks. And this would probably go to
my neighbor said we should have come down early.
All right.
Well, there was my booth was close to where the bathrooms are. It was a long line all day. And
they're all good problems though. Just there's
I mean, and they're fixable problems. You know, people came up with good ideas. It wasn't a complaint. It was, you know, it's good.
how can we, this is what you might be able to do. In fact, I forget who it was that came up to us, and it was somebody and recommended the Porta Johns down at the end. It was a resident, I think, you know.
Those are good problems to have.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Certainly, you know, as you grow in an event like this, there might be some growing pains, but we'll work them out for future use.
Yeah, it's great to have growing pains.
Yeah.
If we have another nice weather day next year and continued activities on this,
it would probably be a bigger crowd.
Yeah.
So it's going to be more pressure on the bathrooms.
Yeah, right.
Also, there were a ton of people looking for food at 7:30
yeah.
in evening.
Yeah, they were.
Of course, they couldn't get it.
We were supposed to have one more food truck. That would have helped, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, and they sold out, too. That was the other thing, you know. What is your motion, Mr. Wainwright?
I move to award the bid for solid waste and recycling collection to Republic Services, Inc. for calendar years 2016, 2017, and 2018, including bid alternate number one for the collection of household hazardous waste and e-waste. This award is subject to the execution of an agreement between the Borough of Edgewood and Republic Services, Inc. for the 3 years in question, with appropriate bonds and certificates of insurance, all of which shall be
questions or comments?
Ms. Bastianini, call the roll.
Mr. Bray.
Aye.
Mr. Wainwright.
Aye.
Dr. Petrola.
Aye.
Mr. Fuller.
Yes.
Ms. Schaefer.
Aye, and the motion passes.
My basement will be clean.
Yes.
That's the big thing.
Oh, my gosh. I've got about 20 cans of paint down there.
They had that door, but I just get rid of my basement.
I kept moving paint cans from one house to the next. Because, you know, I just...
We moved in. I moved a couple things in the door.
All right, at this time, we're going to go into executive session to discuss potential litigation and other issues that may lead to litigation and negotiation of contract. There will not be a formal action following executive session.